Christ, look what he says at the end. Christ will be of no benefit to you. That's a frightening. That ought to jump out at me. Ooh, that I don't want. I want Christ to be a benefit to me. So when he says that, he's not talking about the loss of redemptive salvation. Remember, that's a done deal. We're in phase two. We're in salvation two as a born-again believer. The key is no benefit to you. Now remember what they're trying to do. They're not trying to be saved. They're saved. They're trying to live a righteous life. They're trying to be just in their life. They're trying to do what God would have them to do. They're trying to live a good Christian life, in other words. And that's what they're trying to do. And what he's saying was, if you go back and try to do it by law, Christ is of no benefit then to you, you see. Because you don't need him. You've got your law. Well, then let's throw the thing away. Right. And let's lean totally on him. Right. That's what he wants you to do at this point. So what they want is a good deal. It's a right. They want to live a righteous life. They want to live a Christian life. But they want to do it by law. They want to do it by something I do. See, here, God, look. Here's your law. See all the things you want me to do? I'm doing them. Look, I'm circumcised. Look, I obey the law. Look, I do all of this. See, it's you and me, God. I'm doing it. He doesn't want that. You don't need Christ anymore. You don't need him. You see, people, we saw this Sunday in our study of the covenants in the communion service. There are basically two concepts of covenants. There is the Abrahamic covenant and the Mosaic covenant. There is the Abrahamic covenant and the Mosaic covenant. Now, God doesn't care which one you try to be saved by or live by. Doesn't matter to God. If you want to come to God by your work, by your obeying, you choose the Mosaic law. That's okay with God. You can get to God. If you can keep every part of the law, every minute, you'll get to God. The problem is, the law kills, and nobody can do it. Because what you see is happening between these two. If you choose this one, then you don't need God. See, the Abrahamic covenant is he was righteous by faith. He believed and he was God.